Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary, nice to hear from you. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. Your platform is known for creating natural conversational voice AI experiences. Vector Solutions sounds familiar too. So, what can I do for you today? Are you curious about how Dasha AI could help your business? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up, Mary. Lead generation and revenue growth are definitely key areas for many businesses. Common challenges often include reaching the right prospects, engaging them naturally, and scaling outreach without losing that human touch. How does Dasha AI tackle these issues differently? I'd love to hear more about your approach. No worries, take your time. If you want, I can wait while you gather your thoughts. Just let me know when you're ready to continue. Tell me more about reaching the right prospects and keeping that human touch in your outreach. Ah, great question. Reaching the right prospects means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to benefit from your product or service. No wasted effort. Keeping the human touch is where Dasha AI shines. Our conversational AI sounds natural, understands context, and adapts responses in real time, so interactions feel like talking to a real person, not a robot. This helps build trust and engagement, boosting your chances of converting leads. Does that sound like something your team could use? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Imagining that future is exciting. In 12 months using Dasha AI, I'd picture your lead generation running smoothly and efficiently, automated conversations that feel genuinely human, leading to higher engagement and more qualified leads. Your sales team would spend less time chasing cold leads and more time closing deals. Revenue growth would be noticeable, and your outreach scalable without sacrificing quality. Plus, you'd have valuable insights from AI-driven conversations to keep improving. How does that vision align with your goals? What do you mean by automated conversations that feel genuinely human? Why is that important to you? Ah, good point to dig into. By automated conversations that feel genuinely human, I mean interactions where the AI understands nuances, responds naturally, and adapts to the flow, just like chatting with a real person. It's important because people are more likely to engage and trust a conversation that doesn't sound robotic or scripted. That trust leads to better connections, more meaningful conversations, and ultimately, higher conversion rates. For your business, it means your leads won't hang up or tune out. They'll stay interested and open to what you offer. Does that resonate with your experience? Tell me more about how keeping leads interested and open has played out for you so far. Since I'm an AI assistant, I don't have personal experiences, but I can share what we've seen with clients using Dasha AI. Many report that when conversations feel natural and engaging, leads stay on the line longer, ask more questions, and are more willing to share information. This openness helps sales teams tailor their approach and close deals faster. It's like turning a cold call into a warm, productive chat. Have you noticed similar patterns in your outreach efforts? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back, love that. Well, common challenges businesses face today often include scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming teams, managing inconsistent lead quality, and keeping engagement high in a crowded market. Sometimes manual follow-ups can be slow or miss opportunities. Does any of that sound familiar in your current setup? I'd be curious to hear what's top of mind for you right now. What are all the ways scaling personalized outreach and inconsistent lead quality are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Scaling personalized outreach can be tough because as you reach more prospects, it's easy to lose that tailored human feel, making messages less effective. Inconsistent lead quality means your sales team might waste time on leads that aren't a good fit, lowering overall efficiency and morale. Together, these issues can slow growth, increase costs, and make forecasting revenue tricky. Does that match what you're experiencing? How are you currently handling these challenges? Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues with lead quality and outreach impact your team's efficiency and morale? Absolutely. When lead quality is inconsistent, your sales team might spend a lot of time chasing prospects who aren't really interested or ready to buy. That can be frustrating and demoralizing because effort doesn't always translate into results. On the outreach side, if messages feel generic or robotic, reps might get fewer positive responses, which can be discouraging. Over time, this can lead to burnout or lower motivation. Improving lead quality and personalizing outreach helps your team focus on promising conversations, boosting both efficiency and morale. Does that sound like what your